have your Bible today and you want to read with me the scriptures that the Lord has laid upon my heart, we're going to go to Psalms chapter 85. Psalms chapter 85, you will recognize this scripture if you dug into your devotional on Wednesday, you will recognize this portion of scripture. Psalms chapter 85, we're going to begin reading with verse number 1. Read down through the 7th verse. I may need that. Psalms chapter 85, beginning with verse number 1. The psalmist is writing, and he said, Lord, thou hast, past tense, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered their sin. Selah. Thou hast taken away all of thy wrath, and thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Verse number 4, turn us, no longer past tense. He's speaking in the present tense. Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant unto us thy salvation. And I'm going to stop right there this morning, ask you to bow your heads, and let's pray and entreat the Lord for his help and anointing to minister this morning. Heavenly Father, what a privilege that it is to come together with these, your people, and together here in the house of the Lord in your name, and to have your presence here in our midst as well. Father, we thank you for the testimonies of your grace that have been given this morning. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and those things that you are currently doing in our life. I would ask now, Lord, as we come to the reading of your word and we open your word, that I pray that you would open our hearts and you would open our minds to hear and to receive, that we would hear what the Spirit speaks to the church. Father, of my own self, I am inadequate. The task that is before me this morning is much greater than I. And therefore, I desire your anointing. And I desire your divine capability. Anoint me to be effective in ministering your word. Anoint me to speak what you would have me to speak. I pray, God, that you will put your thoughts in my mind and your words in my mouth, and that you would let it come forth under the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Let it come forth with simplicity and with power, and that it will lodge deeply within all of our hearts. And that Christ will be glorified and his church will be edified. And we will forever give you the thanks and give you the praise. We ask it now, Lord, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And everyone in agreement said amen. Amen. I want to title my message this morning, Revive Us Again. If you began reading in the little devotional that we passed out last week, the Seek God for the City, 2015. Then on Wednesday, when we begin, you will recognize our text from that devotional. It was day one of that devotional. And we were encouraged in that devotional to pray for revival and pray for reviving. Pray for restoration in the hearts and in the lives of God's people. And this past week, I read that, and this past week, I began to ask the Lord what He would have me to bring to our hearts here this morning in this service, and I just kept going back to that devotional on Wednesday, and the Spirit of the Lord just kept bringing it back up into my heart about praying for revival and praying for reviving and praying that the Lord would restore and bring restoration and resuscitation into the hearts and into the lives of many that find themselves in need of reviving. The first thing that I want you to notice this morning about our text is, I made mention of it as I read it, but the first thing that I want you to notice is that the psalmist begins in verse number 1 by speaking in the past tense. He said, Lord, thou hast, that's Old English for Lord, you have been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast, or you have, brought back the captivity of Judah. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have covered their sin, and you have taken away your wrath, and you have turned from the fierceness of your anger. The psalmist is recognizing and identifying and saying to God, amen, as he prayed, I recognize that you have already been good to us. Can I ask you a question this morning? Has God been good to you? Can you look back over your life and say, Lord, you already have. You've already been better to me than I have been to you. You have. Lord, you have. The psalmist was thanking God for what he had already done. I tell you that the Lord just put that in my heart, and the more I thought about it, the more I just couldn't help but say, you know, God, you have been so good to me, and you have blessed me, and you have done so many wonderful things for me in my lifetime. If I didn't have anything to pray about right now, I just want to take time to say thank you, Lord, for what you have already done. But the psalmist then turns in verse number 4, down through the 7th verse, and he begins to pray not in the past tense, but he now begins to pray in the present tense, or in the current, in the now. And he says, turn us right now, God. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou, that's Old English for will you not, right now, wilt thou, will you not, Lord, will you be angry with us forever? Will you draw out your anger to all generations? And then he asks a very specific question and said, Lord, will you not, wilt thou not? Will you not revive us again? He begins to pray in the present tense, and he begins to identify not a past need, but a current need. He begins to say, Lord, you've been good to me in the past, and God, you have been favorable, and you have blessed us. But Father, here I stand again right now in the need of revival. Here I stand right now in the need of resuscitation. I stand right here, right now. I know you've done great things for me in the past, but oh, don't let go of me right here and right now, because I need a touch from heaven right here. Here and right now. He begins to pray and say, God, touch my life today. Can I tell you something? I just thought this last week, the Lord has been so good to me and blessed me in so many ways. And I have seen so many wonderful things done, amen, by the hand of the Lord. But can I tell you something this morning? Yesterday's anointing ain't going to cut it today. Amen. Yesterday's blessing ain't going to satisfy my need right now. right here today. Amen. And I begin to pray, God, I need a miracle in my life right here and right now. I know you've been good to me, but oh Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. And oh Lord, don't allow the presence of God, amen, to go out of my life. Oh God, minister to me right here and right now. The psalmist begins to pray in the present tense. I need your blessing and your reviving and your restoration and restitution in my spirit right now. Wilt thou not revive us again? Let me give you some historical context. Understand that the text that we have read this morning was written, amen, after the children of Israel had come back from their exile in Babylon. They had been in exile in the Babylonian Empire for 70 years. If I could just give you a little historical context this morning concerning the scriptures that we have read, the psalm was penned at some moment in time after the Jews had returned from their Babylonian captivity. So it would have been somewhere about 520 BC. Amen. That 85th chapter would have been written somewhere along that line. If you're a student of the Bible this morning, you will remember that because of their sin and because of their iniquity, the children of Israel, because of their idolatry and their refusal to walk with God, amen, God allowed them to go into Babylonian captivity. Amen. The Bible teaches us that God allowed them, the Assyrians came against the Israelites or the nation or the kingdom of Israel, and they would fall to the Assyrians. At a later time in history, the Assyrians would fall to the Babylonians. And not only would the Assyrians fall, but now the southern kingdom of Judah would also fall into Babylonian captivity. So understand that all of the tribes, all of Israel and all of Judah, the northern tribe consisting of the 10 tribes and the southern tribe of Judah consisting of the two tribes of Benjamin and Judah, they had all gone into captivity into the Babylonian Empire. And they were in exile, and they were caused to be made slaves and caused to be made servants. And they are away from their homeland and away from the city of Jerusalem that they loved. And they felt like they were alienated from God. And there was no hope, but God in his mercy had promised to them by the mouth of Jeremiah that he would allow them to be in captivity for 70 years. But after that 70 years, God said that he would bring them out and he would cause them to return to their own land, and that he would once again establish them and once again bless them. That happened this morning. Amen. That happened under Cyrus, the king of Persia, who allowed Nehemiah and Ezra and the children of Israel to come back to Jerusalem and begin to rebuild the city and begin to rebuild the walls that were torn down. Now, you understand, you remember what I'm talking about in the Word of God. Amen. In other words, God had brought them to this place where he fulfilled his promise to them. And the psalmist is praying in those first few verses, amen, a prayer of remembrance and a prayer of thanksgiving for what God had done. God had promised to bring them back, and God had accomplished that. And now here they stand, endeavoring to rebuild the walls and rebuild the city and rebuild what had been destroyed and what had lay in ruin for 70 years.
They have returned and God has kept his promise. And the psalmist is thanking God for their deliverance from Babylon. But then in the same breath, he turns and he looks around at the fallen state of the city and the ruin of the nation. And he begins to pray, oh God, will you not revive, amen, and restore what has been destroyed? He begins to look at the decay and begins to look at the ruin. And he sees the remains of what used to be. And he begins to pray and begins to ask God for restitution and restoration of the nation. Amen. And in verse 4, he begins to pray, amen, will you not revive us? Will you cause your anger to be against us forever? Amen. Lord, will you not once again turn your fierce wrath from us? And will you not bring us up out of the ashes and bring us back to a place, amen, of glory, and bring us back to a place where we are strong and blessed of God? Lord, we need reviving and we need it now. Wilt thou not revive us again? Can I tell you this morning, when I begin to read those scriptures, amen, the Spirit of the Lord just let it lodge in my heart. Oh, how we need to pray for reviving in our own life. Beloved, I can tell you this morning that that needs to be the cry of our hearts today. Amen. Lord, revive us again. And I got to thinking, as I begin to think of examples of how we need to be constantly revived. And I got to thinking about a hot air balloon. How many of you know that with every blast of that heat that goes up, that air balloon rises just a little bit higher? Amen. Without the blast of air and without the, amen, without the force giving that balloon the power to rise, it would fall from the skies. Do you hear what I'm talking about? Amen. I believe this morning, just like that hot air balloon needs the repeated blast of hot air to stay afloat, we need the blast and the wind of the Holy Spirit, amen, to blow into our spirit and blow into our hearts, that we might rise higher and higher and higher in the Lord, and to keep us, amen, from falling into a state of ruin. Revive us again, Lord. We may have experienced reviving in the past, and we may have, amen, been blessed in the past, but Father, here we stand today, amen, and we need a revival and we need a restoration, amen, and a resuscitation of God's Spirit in our own lives. Can I tell you this morning that I look across our nation and I believe that what the world needs and what America needs and what Emmett needs and what you and I need on a personal individual level is a God-given Holy Ghost revival that will shake us to the very core of our innermost being, that will cause us, amen, to run back to God and run back to the Bible and run to our knees and begin to seek the Lord. God, give us a Holy Ghost, amen, God inspired move of the Holy Spirit that will bring us, amen, into a greater relationship with our God. Hallelujah. We need revival. We need reviving. We need restoration. We need a fresh wind of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and in our lives. Amen. You say, I've experienced, Brother White, I've had that. Amen. Like that hot air balloon. They blast it, and if they don't just keep blasting it, it starts sinking. Hello? Come on, Jesus. Amen. Let the blast of that power of the Holy Spirit, amen, blow into our spirit and begin to lift us higher and begin to lift us higher and higher in the Lord. We need reviving. We need restitution. Amen. We need to be brought back, amen, into a relationship with the Lord that is fervent and on fire for the living God. Amen. We need revival. What is revival? Amen. What is revival? Sometimes when, if you've been around the church very long and you have been around church folks very long, you hear them talk about revival. Talk about the need for revival. Talk about the necessity of revival. Amen. But what is revival? Amen. The word revive, in its very nature, it implies something is in need of restoration. The word revive, by its very definition, means that something has fallen into a state of decay. Something has fallen into a state of ruin. Something has fallen into a state of deterioration, and it needs to be renewed, amen, back to its original condition. It means to bring something back into its original form. Often we talk about revival, amen, and what first comes to our mind is a series of evangelistic meetings. Hello? Amen. Often we talk about revival, and the first thing that pops into our mind is a series of evangelistic meetings where an evangelist preaches a series of sermons. Amen. That's not revival. You can have a meeting, you can have evangelistic services and never experience revival. I traveled on the evangelistic field for 20 years, and I've seen both. I've seen places where the Lord, amen, would allow me to go and preach, and God would move by His Spirit, and hearts were restored, and hearts were revived, and men and women were brought back into a brand new close relationship with the Lord. And then I've also seen places where I went and preached, and it looked like nobody got a thing, and nobody got changed, and nobody. And when I left, the Lord spoke to my heart and said, amen, nothing more could have been done, and Jesus Himself would have been standing at the front of the altar. You hear what I'm talking about? You can have a meeting, but brother, just because you have a meeting doesn't mean that you're going to have revival. Revival is not something that you schedule on the calendar. Revival is not something that you post on the church sign or post in the bulletin board. Or, amen. Revival is not something that an evangelist can pack in a suitcase. Amen. But true revival can only be found in the secret place of a Most High God. Amen. True revival can only be found when you get in the presence of the living God. Jesus said, amen, when you pray, pray to the Father which sees in secret, and the Father which sees in secret, He shall reward you openly. How will He reward you openly? He'll reward you openly by giving you the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit to rise up out of His presence and begin to walk in newness of life and begin to walk in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, we need Holy Ghost. God sent heaven fire revival in our hearts. Hallelujah. True revival is personal. Personal and passionate. True revival is powerful and purifying. Amen. True revival can only come when we determine in ourselves that we are going to pursue God. Let me say that again. True revival can only come when we determine within ourselves that we are going to pursue God. Let me just tell you this morning that there are some blessings that you will never receive unless you pursue. I ought to say that again just so it sinks in. There are some blessings, amen, that you will never receive unless you pursue. Amen. Can you have some scripture to back that up? I sure can. The Bible said, ask and it shall be given. Amen. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And I'm here to tell you this morning that if we're not asking, if we're not seeking, and if we're not knocking, we're not going to receive. Brother, if we want God to move in our heart, then we've got to pursue after Him and run this race with some dedication and with some determination and with some fire in our heart. How many of you can tell it's been boiling all week? True revival is absolutely intentional. Hallelujah. True revival only comes absolutely on purpose. If we're not seeking, we're not going to receive. Jesus said these words. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things that we are currently chasing after will be added to us." Our problem, mine included, humanity's problem, our problem is we are often seeking things and not God. Listen to that scripture in Matthew 6:33. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else, all these other things will be added to us." Amen. In other words, we need to quit seeking things and start seeking the Lord. Stop seeking the hand of God and what God can give us, and start seeking the face of God. Amen. Oh God, we need a Holy Spirit inspired revival in our hearts right now today. Will thou not revive us again? Well, Pastor Gary, I don't feel like I need revival. How do we know when we need revival? How do we know when we need revival? Amen. Let me just tell you this morning, that answer is really very simple. I had the Spirit of the Lord kind of speak to me as I was contemplating what to preach. I said, "Lord, how do we know? How do we recognize we need revival?" Amen. The first thing we know, we recognize it when our walk is not as dedicated as it once was. When we find ourselves that we have fallen into a state of deterioration spiritually. When we find that we're really no longer hungry for the Word of God. Amen. We need revival when we become so earthly minded that we are no heavenly good. That one right there will preach for about an hour. We need revival when we become bored with worship and bored with the Word. Hello? I said we need revival when we become bored with worship and bored with the Word. When every Sunday just seems to be like the other Sunday. And when we come into the house of the Lord, we're not expecting anything, amen, more than what we got last Sunday. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? We need to come with a hunger and with an expectation. Amen. We need revival when we make little or no effort to witness to the lost. We need revival when we are unmoved by the fact that there are about 2 million people on planet Earth that are dying and on their way to hell this morning. And we have the message of life. Amen. We need revival when we know the truth and we refuse to obey it. We need revival when we would rather make money than give in the offering, because Jesus said it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. We need revival in our heart when the fire is gone out and we begin to settle for that lukewarm complacency. Amen. God, give us a hunger for Holy Spirit, God inspired, life giving fire from heaven, and revival in our heart. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel a little bit like an evangelist this morning. And good news. I got some good news. We can have it. We can have it. We can have it. God began to speak to my spirit about this message. And I just began to pray, oh God, we need restoration. And God, not just on an individual level and amen, on a corporate level as Elevation Worship Center, but across the country, across the nation, across the community, across the world. We need a God-breathed, inspired move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God, move upon hearts that have grown cold and grown stagnant and stale and dry in their experience with God. And you know what the Lord began to lead my mind to? He took me to a valley full of dead, dry bones. How many of you remember reading in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37? Ezekiel says, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out and set me down in the midst of a valley full of dead, dry, parched, bleached bones. Bones laying in a valley that were so sun-scorched, and there was no life in them at all. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to that prophet Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 37, and he said, prophesy to these bones. Prophesy to these bones and say to these bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Amen. Ezekiel, amen, was asked the question. He said, can these bones live again? And Ezekiel said, God, you know, I have no idea. They look too far gone to me. Amen. But God said, you begin to prophesy the word of the Lord. I'm going to raise them up. I'm going to bring them back together. I'm going to make something out of nothing. I'm going to give life where there is no life. Amen. And Ezekiel began to prophesy. And the Bible said when he began to speak the word of the Lord, that bones, amen, started shaking and bones started rattling in that valley and bones started coming together. The Bible said bones to his bone. And brother, when they got connected, amen, flesh and muscle and tissue were wrapped around them, but there was still no life in them. And God said, keep prophesying. Amen. Keep prophesy, speak to the four winds and say, come and fill these with life. And brother, when Ezekiel began to prophesy the word of the Lord, God began to blow upon that valley. Amen. And breath, amen, began to fill their lungs, and God began to fill them with new spiritual life. And the Bible says that they stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Amen. My prayer today is God began to blow on our hearts and blow upon our spirits and bring new life and restoration and revival and reviving and raise us up. Oh, my God in heaven, raise us up a power that cannot be stopped by the power of the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. My Lord God in heaven. I had no idea I was going to preach this like that. Amen. We need revival. We need revival. Reviving. Let's pray for restoration. Let's pray for reviving. Let's pray for our dry bones. Let's pray and ask God to restore our love for Jesus. I said, let's pray and let's ask God to restore our love for Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Psalms chapter 51 and verse number 10, the psalmist prays and he says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. And restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Amen. Let's begin to pray that God will restore the joy of our salvation. Amen. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. If we haven't got any joy, then we have no strength. Let's begin to pray that God will begin to restore the joy of our salvation. Isaiah chapter 12 and verse number 3 says, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the well of your salvation. Amen. Not with drudgery. Amen. Not drawing water out of your well with, amen, drudgery or out of obligation. Amen. Somebody said, I hate to have to go to church every Sunday. I said, me too. Thank God I get to go. I said, there's a difference between drudgery and feeling like it's a responsibility and having a desire to be there. Amen. Amen. God, restore the joy of our salvation. Amen. We need a restoration of the joy of God's salvation in our spirit. Amen. Well, Pastor Gary, what have I got to be joyful about? Amen. I can give you a couple of things right off the top of my head. Thank God that my sin has been forgiven and it's been removed from me as far as the east is from the west. Thank God that my name has been written down in the Lamb's book of life. I am his and he is mine. Thank God that no weapon that's formed against me will be able to prosper. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Begin to pray that God will restore our vision for the lost, our vision for the work of God. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18, where there is no vision, people perish. Where there is no vision, people perish. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse number 2. And the Lord said to that prophet and said unto him, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. Amen. For the vision is not yet for an appointed time, but in the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come and it will not tarry. What does he say? He said, brother, we've got to have a vision. And we've got to have a purpose. And we've got to be unified in that purpose. And I pray God will restore our vision for the lost. Our vision for the work of the kingdom of God. And our vision to do something mighty and great for our God. Hallelujah. Let's pray that God will revive and restore our commitment. Our commitment to God. Luke chapter 9, verse number 62. Luke says these words, and Jesus said unto them, no man, not me, not you, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. Psalms 37 and verse number 5 said, commit thy way unto the Lord and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 3 says, commit thy works unto the Lord and thy thoughts shall be established. Amen. Let's begin to pray that God will revive our spirits and revive our heart and restore our passion. Let's pray that God will revive and restore our attitude. Amen. Pray and amen and ask God to revive and restore our gratitude. Amen. We ought to be the most thankful people on planet Earth this morning. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, if you have looked in your spirit this morning and found that you have fallen into a state of deterioration or a state where you need to be revived, he is only one breath away. Open your heart and begin to pray, my God, revive me again and restore unto me your precious joy and restore unto me and make me what I once was in the kingdom again. Hallelujah. Revive me. Rebuild me. Amen. Restore me. Let's call upon the name of the Lord and ask God to bring reviving into our hearts.
like that blast of hot air in that helium balloon. Amen. That conductor, that captain, that pilot, he pulls that cord and that air ruptures, and that hot air caught in that balloon causes it to rise. And the more he pulls on that thing, the more it rises. That's what we need to ask. Lord, blow the wind of your spirit across my heart and elevate me and lift me up. Amen. Restore unto me. Revive me. Bring revival in my heart. That's the true definition of revival. Revival is not a series of meetings. Revival is not something that someone can bring to you. Revival happens on purpose. Revival, amen, happens because of a dedication and a determination to pursue after God. And if we're not pursuing, and if we're not asking, we're not seeking, and we're not knocking, we're not going to receive. Pray this morning that the Holy Spirit will bring the wind of the Holy Ghost into our hearts, into our lives, and bring divine reviving and restoration as the psalmist prayed. Can't help this morning. I need to close, but I can't help this morning but think of those that were gathered there on the day of Pentecost. The Bible says when they were all in one place and in one accord, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting, and cloven tongues like as a fire set down upon them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. They heard the sound of that mighty rushing wind. They heard it. It was audible. Amen. I can see that in my spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit blew into that upper room, not in just some kind of little gentle zephyr, but the Holy Spirit blew into that room, turning tables over and knocking things off the table. Amen. And messing some things up. I believe we need to ask God, amen, to blow across our hearts, not in a little gentle breeze, but in a hurricane kind of fashion that'll upset some tables and upset some things in us. And overturn some things down in our life. Amen. That'll change some things in us. Amen. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit begin to blow, and let it start with me, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wilt thou not revive us again? How many of you know that's a very serious question? What happens if the balloon doesn't get another blast of hot air? It falls. It falls. What happens when a cold, lukewarm Christian doesn't get under the spout where the glory is coming out? They dry up and die. Oh, they may continue to go to church. I may need to duck. Hello? Oh, they just dry up and die. Oh, God. Grant unto us a move of restoration. Restore our desire for you. Restore our desire for your word. Restore our desire for more of you, for the work of your kingdom. Restore our hearts with a passion and a commitment and a dedication. Restore our integrity. Restore our integrity. Amen, that we're the same person in the church as we are when nobody's looking outside the church. Restore our hearts this morning. Revive us again. Every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Heavenly Father, no man can bring restoration. No, any one person can bring restoration, resuscitation, reviving, revival into the hearts of men. It is, and it will forever be, a sovereign work of God. But it will only come on purpose. It will only come as a result of the seeking and the knocking and the asking. It will only come as we intentionally pursue after you. My heart this morning, Lord, my heart is hungry for reviving. My heart is hungry for revival. To see a work of God in me, in these that you have allowed me to shepherd, those that will listen by way of the internet, touch our hearts. I pray this morning as the psalmist prayed, thank you for all that you have done in the days, the weeks, the months, and the years that have gone by. Thank you. But right now, Lord, I need another blast. I need another blast of that hot air, that helium air in the balloon. I need it in me. I need it in my spirit. My God. My God, my God. Revive us again. Revive us again. I, the Lord, would speak this morning to my people, saying, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, come unto me, and I, the Lord thy God, shall give thee rest. Yea, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, saith the Lord, for I am meek and I am lowly. Come to me, and thou shalt find strength for thy soul. I say unto you, my children, this morning, come to me. Humble thyself and pray and seek my face and turn from thy wickedness, saith the Lord. Then shalt thou hear from heaven. Thou shalt be called mine, saith the Lord, and I shall become thy God. Fear not, little people. Fear not, my little ones. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. The gate stands open wide, says the Lord. Arise and come, and thou shalt find peace and shalt find rest. And thou shalt find the restoration that your soul seeketh, saith the Lord Almighty. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts. Here I come. Here I come. Oh, Father, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Restore unto me commitment and dedication. Revive in me, O God, a love and a hunger for your word and a hunger for the things of God. Amen. I'm telling you here this morning, you don't have to leave like you came. You don't have to leave this house way you walked in this morning. If you will just simply call upon the name of the Lord, I'm not going to ask for any hands. I'm not going to ask for anybody to do anything. I'm just going to ask you to bow your head and call upon the Lord. If you're hungry, if you find that you are in need of some restoration, I can't give it to you. I didn't bring it in a briefcase. I didn't bring it in my coat pocket. I can't hand it to you. You got to get it for yourself. You got to pursue it all on your own. But I believe the word of the Lord this morning, it's here for the taking. It's here for the taking. Begin to ask the Lord to revive your spirit. Begin to ask the Lord to revive your heart. Amen. Slip up your hands all over the building this morning. Oh, come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Ghost. Come Holy Ghost. Come Holy Ghost. Come Holy Ghost. Move through these doorways. Move through these vessels. Pour out your anointing and pour out your Holy Spirit. Pour out your grace. Pour out your love. Revive and restore and renew our hearts. Hey, Satara Bahaka Tora Bahata. Mano Rabahata Talanokosha Tora Basai. My. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Just worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Go ahead and sing.